A very good morning to you. It is the 8th of May, 2020, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. We know it well. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope is for the future. Faith is for today. I looked up the Oxford Dictionary, the definition of the word hope: a feeling of expectation and desire. Folks, Hebrews 13:5, Jesus promises us that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. So we are not to lose hope. This hellish virus will leave us as quickly as it came. So therefore, get prepared for the future. Plan and pray and speak to each other about the way forward. What are you going to do once you leave your confinement and the lockdown is lifted? Well, according to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 3, this is what it says: for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hope is a movement. Hope is expectation that Jesus is not coming soon. He's on his way, I tell you. The best is yet to come. Remember, you cannot frighten a Christian with heaven. Paul said in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is but gain. You know, I remember as a young farmer just starting out, I had a small little two-row planting machine. I had a big crop to plant because I had a contract with a seed company, and I didn't know how I was going to do it. And the rain held off, and it held off, and they spoke about El Nino, about the drought, and I thought, well, if I don't have hope, I'm going to perish. So I started planting my seed into dry land. At agricultural college, they will tell you never do that. Wait for the rain to come first. Otherwise, the seed will germinate and die in the soil. But by hope in Jesus, I planted and planted and planted. And some of the other farmers thought I was losing it. And then the rain came. But when it came with such power and so much at one time that they couldn't get in to plant their fields. And my maize started coming through the ground, and it started germinating beautifully, and I had a good crop. Our hope is for the future. We are facing the greatest future that this world has ever seen. Have a great day until tomorrow. Goodbye.